do you think IPS is being singled out?
No. I think if there was another district that had blended schools like we had, I would have to believe that it would be the same way. However, I do believe that when you demonstrate the improvement that they have indicated you needed, then you need to get some consideration on that. But we've never had the advantages that charter schools have or outside organizations coming in have. We've had to undo and redo. We've had to undo and deal with our unions and other things to get to where we are. And I feel that we've made substantial progress. But the board has to final vote on this, and you've heard what they had to say.
So you're, if I understand you correctly, the fact that you have the blended middle schools and high schools, that has set IPS
that
up.
That has penalized IPS substantially, and I hope we'll give you that information so you have it. Yes, it has. There are four schools that would not be on probation if it wasn't for that configuration.
Do you feel like you're getting a fair shake in this meeting? You stood up and asked.
No, because blatantly, it was untrue that we have not responded. Our MOA was rejected. Jeff Zering was the person who was the chief staff officer at that particular time, and it was rejected. The other thing is we met three times with Dr. Bennett, David Shane, and others in his office about a plan for our schools. And so it's not like we haven't been responsive. We've been very responsive. And I really resent the fact that people can sit there and pretend that we've done nothing to make an effort. We made tremendous efforts, and respectfully, I want those particular efforts to recognize.
Some of the board members mentioned that during the community meetings, there was a lot of public comments against the constant change in some of the schools. Do you think bringing in these outside operators and adding another element of change?
I think that's just a proliferation of change. And I really believe that if things are not working, you can't keep going that way. You have to make changes until you get it right. And that's why we are excited about what's happening at Donnan this year. But at the same time, if things are not going appropriately, you shouldn't go with them. You got to make some changes. So it might be one of those apparent things that community people were concerned about, but from the administrative standpoint, you have an obligation to try to get a team in place that's going to be effective. And that's why some of those changes were taking place.
DOE has maintained that IPS's community schools were treated just like the other 140-something-odd schools of similar configurations across the state of Indiana that have 7th and 8th grade as well as high school students. So they say that you've been
treated. They were not in the 17 schools in fifth year of probation. The five blended schools in that all did not make it. That was the four from IPS and the one from Gary. So when you talk about those other blended schools, it's irrelevant. I'm talking about the ones that were in the fifth year of academic probation. Those are the schools I'm concerned about.
Your overall report card came out today for the district and the schools. IPS actually saw its test score average drop a little bit. There weren't very many districts in the state that saw that, and your rating went down from a D to an F. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we were pleased last year to get to the D level overall at the district, and we're disappointed this year. We will make sure we continue to work on that. It gets tougher every year, as you know, Scott, because you're dealing with AYP schools. And as you could see from the representative from Munster, which is a community like Carmel, this particular thing with AYP is damaging. I told you last year, only one high school in Marion County made AYP last year. Mm-hmm. It was Beech Grove. How many made it this year?
I haven't looked yet.
It won't be more than one or two. It's very damaging. And when you have to have pass AYP to get it and have that kind of impact, it's just tough to make it. But we don't have any excuses about that. We're going to continue to work. However, those schools that make C grades that are getting F grades, that's unfortunate. We have four of those schools. and that would have some impact on how I feel about the situation.